Well, good morning, everyone. It's great to see you. And the weather couldn't be nicer for us to look at. but there will be some breaks along the way, so you'll be able to go out and walk around a little bit. Okay, well, I'll echo Penelope's welcomes. And just to cover a little bit of housekeeping, you'll notice that on Sunday, session 8, is a workshop that is very focused on moving us ahead in terms of what we had committed to at the beginning, i.e. bridging and bonding. And in that workshop, we're going to be thinking about what our projects are accumulating to by way of key contributions to our understanding of and knowledge about the social economy in our region. Excuse me. And part of your homework for that is to pay close attention to these marvelous posters around the room. They will be up for the whole time that we're here, so you don't have to look at all of them at once, but it would help prepare you for Sunday if you could have a basic sense of the research that's going on around and about the team. So I would appreciate it if you're able to do that. And that's where your little dots come in. You'll remember that your dot assigns you to a discussion group on Sunday. The other information that is actually quite exciting to us is we're entering into the era of a form of webcasting. Today we're going to be doing what we call an audio cast, and I'm not sure if we're live yet. Okay, we're live on the web right now, and what that means is that people can go to our team website at Social Economy Atlantic. There's a link there to an audiocast website. When they get to that website, they will see the PowerPoint for the people who are presenting in session 4 today, and they'll see LT for Dr. Luterio, who's going to talk about cooperatives. GK for George Karafalis, who's going to talk about social enterprises, and Penelope Rowe, who's going to talk about the nonprofit and voluntary sector. So as people here are presenting for you, the people who have signed into the audio cast will be able to see the PowerPoints as well on their own home computers or office if they happen to be there on a Saturday morning. They're also able to ask questions. Noreen for those in the audiocast world, Noreen Miller is the coordinator of the project, and she is signed into her email, so she will be able to see if people are inputting any questions that they would like raised on the floor here when we get to the discussion period. So this is our first entry into all this, and it's quite exciting, and we'll see. I guess the technology allows us to see how many people are signed in. So we'll hear about that. So I'm Leslie Brown, and I'm a chair of the Department of Sociology and Anthropology at Mount St. Vincent University, and I'm director of the Social Economy and Sustainability Research Network, along with co-directors Luterio, Seth Athanakis, and Penelope Rowe. This first session for our working today is the Social Economy in Atlantic Canada, an Emerging Portrait. I've already mentioned that Luke will talk about cooperatives. Luke is a professor of sociology at the University of New Brunswick and has been working in the area of social economy probably longer than most of us, at least in a self-conscious way, defining his work as related to the social economy. George Karafalis is director of the CED Institute at Cape Breton University and is in the business program there. And Penelope Rowe is the executive director of the Community Services Council here in St. John's. We're also very fortunate to have Jean-Marc Fantin here visiting from the Quebec node. He's based at the Université du Québec à Montréal, And he's going to act as our discussant today and bring a little bit of an outside perspective to what he hears us saying here about the emerging portrait. Presenters have 15 minutes each, and I'll try to keep you to that. I'll hold up time indications as we go along, because we want to leave some time at the end for discussion. So, Luke, I'd like to invite you up.